and welcome to the Portal podcast, linking research and practice for social work. I'm your host and my name is Dr. Leslie Deacon.
And I'm your other host and I'm Dr. Sarah Lombe. So we hope you enjoy today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Portal podcast. I'm Dr. Sarah Lombe.
And I'm Dr. Leslie Deacon.
And we are really, really pleased to welcome you to our second series of the Portal podcast. We've been busy working for quite a while getting this one ready. And for this series, we focused on the issue of domestic abuse and the role of social workers in responding to and supporting people experiencing domestic abuse. So this is our introductory episode. We are going to just briefly share with you who our guests were and what they talked to us about.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's my contribution.
Well, do you want to share the first episode? Because you were quite involved in that research, weren't you?
Yeah. So this first episode was with the Wall's End Children's Community. And it's an organisation I've been involved with for a while. So I think I don't need to go into lots of detail on that because you can listen to that in the podcast. But the issue around domestic abuse that they were looking into was actually something that had emerged indirectly from research into how emergency response grants were being used during the pandemic, and finding they wanted to understand, you know, what had led individuals to access and need these emergency response grants, and actually found domestic abuse, indirect domestic abuse, was an issue. So this episode is about the research that and the findings that emerged from that.
Thank you. Yes. And our second guest was Dr. Sarah Martin-Denham, who came on the podcast to talk to us about the research that she had done with victim survivors of domestic abuse and with perpetrators of domestic abuse. Although we did have quite an in-depth discussion with Sarah about the language that's used and how, you know, the impact of labels that we apply and how they can follow people. So a lot of the discussion centred around that. It centred around the views of these people about the services that they were accessing and the role of the social worker within that and how they felt about social workers' involvement in their lives as well.
Which I think is important for us to listen to. Mm-hmm. How people feel about social workers being involved is quite important.
It is. Yes. Yes. Definitely. So do you want to talk about episode 3?
Yeah, so this was with... So Dr. Angie Wilcott came back. In fact, she was back a couple of times because I think she also chaired the session that you did, Sarah. But yeah, so Angie came back to talk about her research project, which was actually the experiences of Thai women in Sunderland.
She talked about two projects. So she talked firstly about her PhD research, where she was interviewing women and domestic abuse emerged through those conversations as an issue for those women. And we had quite a big conversation, didn't we, about coercive controlling behaviour. But in Angie's research, she found that through those conversations, women were recognising their situation as being domestic abuse, and Andrew talked about the impact of that on the women and on herself as a researcher as well. And we had quite a lot of conversations about coercive controlling behaviour and what that looks like and how it's recognised.
Yeah, and I do remember there being conversations about kind of the way in which Thai women are getting perceived. I remember being quite interested in how services respond, so, you know, how people are perceived. And that actually links us quite nicely into the one that we did with Louise and Carrie, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. So with Louise and Carrie, they were talking to us, well, we should give their full names maybe. So Dr. Louise Harvey-Golding and Carrie Phillips, who both work at the University of Sunderland with us, as do Angie and Sarah, actually. And they were talking to us about research that they've done with Eastern European women, where the research actually wasn't about domestic abuse, but domestic abuse emerged as an issue for some of the women. And actually that conversation ended up being much broader about violence against women and girls and the violence and abuse that these women faced in the community as well.
Yeah.
Largely when they were recognised as not being British post-Brexit and the rise in kind of racist behaviour and hate crime. So the conversation, although we did talk about domestic abuse, became much bigger than that. But again, in the context of sort of issues in accessing services and issues in services actually recognising domestic abuse as an issue for these women.
And then the final episode, I don't remember that one at all,
no,
Sarah.
No, just very forgettable, isn't it? Yeah.
No, yeah. That was with...
myself and my colleague, Dr. Carol Southall at Northumbria Uni. And we were talking about the research that we've done looking at domestic abuse and the older population. So again, I think we're going to talk in the final episode for the series a bit more about some of the cross-cutting themes. But for that research, it was very much focused on the identification of domestic abuse in the later life and responses to that. And we discussed some of the really key issues and complexities of domestic abuse in that population and social workers' role in responding to that.
Yes. That's all I've got to say about that. Yes.
Yes, that is what we talked about.
That is what was talked about, yeah.
So that's it. So that's our very quick introduction to the next series. We do have a sensitivity recording that we're putting out with the episodes, but I think it is important obviously to note in this introductory episode as well that within the context of these conversations, often we were obviously talking about quite difficult issues, and we do want to pre-warn our listeners about that. So there are examples given in some of the podcasts of the experiences that predominantly women were having that came up in the research. And on our website, we will signpost to services. So if people need to access support, we will give some signposting on the website where you can find this content. But we hope you enjoy the series. We hope you get something from it.
And yes, we hope that if, you know, listening to this introduction, that gives you a feel for what we've got. And yeah, hope that you find it useful, and we'd like to hear from you about your experiences of using these podcasts to help inform practice.
Absolutely. We're always happy to hear from you with any feedback that you've got or suggestions for future episodes. So we'll stop talking now.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Portal podcast, linking research and practice for social work with me, Dr. Sarah Lombay.
And Dr. Leslie Deacon. And this was funded by the University of Sunderland, edited by Paper Ghosts, and our theme music is called Together We're Stronger by AllMusic 7.
And don't forget that you can find a full transcript of today's podcast and links and extra information in our show notes. So anything you want to follow up from what you've heard today, check out there, and you should find some useful extra resources. See you all next time.
Bye.